with fingers flying and feet pumping. Organist Dennis James gives voice to silent movies. It's been his passion since he was 14.
There was only really one person still doing it and traveling the world, and I heard him play, a guy named Gaylord Carter, and I told my dad, just like that Broadway show, I said, I can do that, and I do, and I'm still doing it.
Now James travels the world. Today he's on the Paramount Theater's vast stage in front of a 1928 Wurlitzer.
This is a grand theater organ that matches its building, and it's the original organ.
She's not very big. How does this work?
Not very big. It's bigger than you are. Well,
actually, the size of the organ is a bit deceptive. On stage...
And this is a key desk that just controls. There's no sound here. You can hear me pushing because I'm pushing the keys. It's just switches. What an organist does is control by switching the instrument, which is actually, the instrument is located in the walls.
Yep, most of the instrument is hidden all around.
We have walls that are two stories high on the right and the left of the proscenium arch, and they're chock full of organ pipes. Essentially, organ pipes are whistles, large whistles down to small whistles, and they're designed to sound like instruments in an orchestra.
But it's more than just accompaniment.
It has the emotive experience of human voice.
James uses his talent to actually speak for the characters in the movie.
Back then, they didn't call them silent film. They were just films, because they were never silent. There was always music.
And you'll hear just what he means coming up. Heather Bosch, News Radio 710 Cairo.